Lynn, a radiant Asian woman of 34 years, sat across from her husband, Lyndon, in a celebrated sushi restaurant nestled in the heart of Los Angeles. Lynn's raven hair cascaded down her back, framing her delicate features, while Lyndon's muscular build and captivating smile were a testament to his undeniable allure. They were there to commemorate their 12-year anniversary, albeit a tad prematurely due to Lyndon's impending 2-week business trip. In the initial 7 years of their relationship, Lynn would occasionally be plagued by jealousy and insecurity when other women flirted with Lyndon. His magnetic charm made it all too effortless for him to attract admirers. However, as the years passed, Lynn grew more secure in their relationship, and her trust in Lyndon was unwavering. Their intimate dinner for two was interrupted by the arrival of their waitress, a petite blonde named Sophie. With her straight golden locks, large blue eyes, and youthful aura, as Sophie leaned over Lynn to place their napkins, a whiff of her scent, a blend of fresh flowers and youthful exuberance, wafted through the air. Lynn found herself unexpectedly captivated by the alluring aroma, feeling a sudden pang of guilt for her wandering thoughts on such a significant evening. Lynn unconsciously shook her head in an attempt to clear her mind. Noticing Lynn's discomfort, Sophie, now mere inches away, inquired if everything was okay. Lynn could feel the warmth emanating from Sophie's face, causing her to blush. "Absolutely. Thank you for asking," Lynn replied, her voice barely above a whisper. Following their meal, Lynn excused herself to the restroom. Upon her return, she noticed Lyndon and Sophie engaged in a flirtatious exchange. Their eyes met, shy smiles playing on their lips, and for a moment, time seemed to stand still. Lynn's heart pounded in her chest as she watched from a distance, her emotions a tumultuous whirlwind. The most unexpected part of the encounter occurred when Sophie, just before collecting their plates, gently touched Lyndon's exposed muscular bicep. A surge of anger and jealousy coursed through Lynn, her face growing warm. Yet, as quickly as the jealousy had come, it was replaced by an unfamiliar feeling of arousal. Confused by her own reaction, Lynn decided to return to the table, feigning ignorance about the transpired events. Lyndon appeared to be in high spirits, his mood infectious as they made their way back home. Despite her best efforts, Lynn could not shake off the memory of Sophie and the strange sensation that had overcome her. Lynn and Lyndon drove home in a comfortable silence, the city lights of Los Angeles creating a soft glow around them. Lynn's mind, however, was anything but quiet. The image of Sophie and Lyndon's flirtatious exchange played on a loop in her head, the gentle touch on Lyndon's bicep seared into her memory. She felt a strange mix of emotions, anger, jealousy, but most surprisingly, arousal. She shifted in her seat, the leather upholstery cool against her heated skin. Lyndon glanced at Lynn, her silence unusual. He wondered if something had happened at the restaurant, but decided against probing. He knew Lynn well enough to know that she would talk when she was ready. He reached out and gently took her hand in his thumb tracing soothing circles on her palm. The gesture was small, but it spoke volumes of their 12 years together. Lynn looked at their intertwined hands, her heart pounding in her chest. She was torn between confronting Lyndon about the incident and keeping quiet, but the arousal she felt was too strong to ignore. She decided to turn the situation into something that could spice up their anniversary celebration. She turned to Lyndon, her eyes gleaming with a newfound desire. "I want to give you a special treat, baby," she said, her voice husky. Lyndon raised an eyebrow, intrigued. "Oh, and what might that be?" he asked, a smirk playing on his lips. He could sense the change in Lynn's demeanor, the tension in the car shifting from uncomfortable to charged. "I want you to put it in my butt tonight," Lynn said, her voice barely above a whisper. She had never initiated anal sex before, but the thought of it now made her heart race. She wanted to feel Lyndon in a way she never had before, to claim him as hers in the most intimate way possible. Lyndon's eyes widened in surprise, but he quickly recovered, his smirk turning into a full-fledged grin. "Well, if that's what you want, honey," he said, his voice low and husky. He could feel his own arousal building, the anticipation making his heart race. Once they arrived home, Lynn wasted no time. She led Lyndon to their bedroom, her heart pounding in her chest. She turned to face him, her eyes filled with desire. "I want you to eat my ass, baby," she said, her voice trembling slightly. She had never been so bold before, but the situation called for it. Lyndon's eyes darkened with desire. He had always been attracted to Lynn's confidence, but this new side of her was intoxicating. He nodded, unable to form words. He gently pushed Lynn onto the bed, his hands exploring her body. He could feel her trembling under his touch, her breath hitching as he trailed kisses down her spine. As Lyndon's tongue teased her rosebud, Lynn couldn't help but let out a moan. The sensation was overwhelming, sending waves of pleasure through her body. She could feel her arousal building, her pussy throbbing with need. "Fuck me hard in the butt, baby," she demanded, her voice hoarse with desire. Lyndon didn't need to be told twice. He positioned himself behind Lynn, his cock throbbing with need. He slowly entered her, the tightness making him groan. He could feel Lynn's body trembling, her moans filling the room. He began to move, his thrusts hard and deep. As Lyndon fucked her, Lynn couldn't help but imagine Sophie. She pictured the blonde waitress and Lyndon, their bodies entwined in a passionate embrace. She imagined Sophie naked, her petite body on display. She imagined Lyndon taking Sophie, his cock sliding into her tight ass. The thought was enough to send Lynn over the edge. She rubbed hard on her pussy, her moans growing louder as she imagined Sophie and Lyndon together. Lynn's orgasm was intense, her body convulsing as warm liquid gushed out of her pussy. She could feel Lyndon's cock deep in her ass, his thrusts becoming erratic as he reached his own climax. She could feel the warm liquid filling her up, the sensation making her shudder. As they lay in each other's arms, Lynn couldn't help but feel a sense of satisfaction. She had claimed Lyndon in a way she never had before, her fantasy adding an extra layer of excitement to their lovemaking. She knew she would have to confront her feelings about Sophie eventually, but for now, she was content. In the aftermath of their intense lovemaking, Lynn and Lyndon lay in each other's arms, their bodies glistening with sweat. "Baby, you okay?" Lyndon asked, his voice a low rumble in her ear. She could hear the concern in his voice, the way it softened when he spoke to her. She loved that about him, the way he always made her feel safe and loved. "I'm fine, honey," she replied, her voice barely above a whisper. She turned to face him, her dark eyes meeting his. I don't know what came over me." Lyndon brushed a stray lock of hair from her face, his touch gentle. "You don't have to explain anything to me, sweetheart," he said. "I'm just happy to see you so passionate." Lynn blushed at his words, her cheeks turning a deep shade of red. She knew he could see the guilt written all over her face, the way she avoided his gaze. She felt like she had betrayed him, even though it was just a fantasy. She had never felt this way about another woman before, and it scared her. The next morning, Lynn woke up early, her mind still racing with thoughts of Sophie. She couldn't shake the image of the blonde waitress from her head, the way she had flirted with Lyndon, the way she had touched his arm. She felt a pang of jealousy, but also a strange sense of excitement. She had never felt this way about another woman before, and it confused her. She decided to call Tam, her wild Asian friend, who was always up for a good time. Tam was the kind of girl who lived life on the edge, always pushing the boundaries of what was considered normal. Lynn had always admired her for that, the way she never let society dictate her actions. "Hey, girl," Tam answered, her voice full of energy. "What's up?" "Not much," Lynn replied, trying to sound casual. "Just thought I'd give you a call, see how you're doing." "I'm doing great, babe," Tam said. "Just got back from a lifestyle party last weekend. You wouldn't believe the kind of fun I had." "Oh, yeah?" Lynn asked, her curiosity piqued. "What kind of fun?" "Well," Tam began, her voice dropping to a whisper, "I had a threesome with a black couple. It was wild, babe. The best sex I've had in a long time." Lynn felt her face heat up at Tam's words, her heart pounding in her chest. She had never had a threesome before, but the thought of it made her feel excited. She could imagine herself in Tam's place, her body sandwiched between two lovers. "Wow," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "That sounds intense." "It was," Tam replied. "But you know me, babe, so what's new with you? You sound a little tense." Lynn hesitated for a moment, unsure if she should tell Tam about her fantasy. But something about Tam's openness made her feel comfortable, like she could tell her anything. "Last night, Lyndon was flirting with our waitress, and I had a fantasy about him being with her," she blurted out, her voice shaking. I can't stop thinking about her and Lyndon together. Oh, babe, Tam said, her voice softening. That's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just a fantasy. Have you ever heard of a cuck queen? A what? What's a cuck queen? Lynn asked, her brow furrowing in confusion. A cuck queen, Tam repeated. It's a wife who enjoys seeing her husband with other women. It's a known, well-established kink. Oh, Lynn said, her voice barely above a whisper. She had never heard of the term before, but it made sense. She realized that she had recently enjoyed watching Lyndon flirt with other women, the way his eyes would light up when he saw someone he found attractive. But she had never thought of herself as a cuck queen before. Don't worry about it, babe, Tam said, her voice reassuring. It's just a fantasy. There's nothing wrong with that. If it makes you feel good, then go for it. Lynn felt a sense of relief wash over her, Tam's words giving her the permission she needed to explore her fantasy. She knew she had to see Sophie again, to see if the waitress was as captivating as she remembered. She knew it was risky, but she couldn't help herself. She needed to know if her fantasy was just that, or if there was something more. After hanging up with Tam, Lynn immediately started to masturbate, her fingers finding their way to her clit. She closed her eyes, imagining Sophie's petite body, her blonde hair cascading down her back. She imagined Lyndon taking her from behind, his cock sliding into her tight ass. The thought was enough to send Lynn over the edge, her body convulsing as she came hard. As she lay there, her body spent and satisfied, she knew she had to see Sophie again. She needed to know if her fantasy was just a fantasy or if there was something more. She knew it was risky, but she couldn't help herself. She needed to know if Sophie was as captivating as she remembered. She knew it was risky, but she couldn't help herself. She was drawn to Sophie like a moth to a flame. The next day, Lynn decided to take action. She knew Lyndon would be at a business meeting that evening, so she saw her chance. She would go to the sushi restaurant where they had met Sophie. She hoped she would see her again, that she could talk to her and maybe even get to know her better. She felt a thrill of excitement at the thought, her heart pounding in her chest. That evening, Lynn sat at the same table where they had celebrated their anniversary. She felt a pang of guilt, but she pushed it aside. She was here for a reason, and she was determined to see it through. She ordered a glass of wine, her eyes scanning the restaurant for any sign of Sophie. As if on cue, Sophie appeared. She was just as beautiful as Lynn remembered, her blonde hair shining under the restaurant's soft lighting. For a brief moment, Sophie seemed slightly disappointed that Lyndon wasn't with Lynn, or at least that's what Lynn imagined. Lynn felt a strange sense of satisfaction, as if she had won some unspoken competition. Lynn took no chances. She immediately complimented Sophie on her earrings and asked her if she had grown up in L.A. Sophie told Lynn that she had grown up in the Midwest and was a student at UCLA studying physics. Lynn's eyes grew wide. She had studied physics at UCLA years ago before switching her major. This increased her fascination with Sophie tenfold. The restaurant was mostly empty that night, so they talked for a long time about the physics department at UCLA and how it had changed over the years. Lynn found herself drawn to Sophie, not just physically, but intellectually as well. She was fascinated by her mind, her thoughts, her ideas. She felt a connection with her, a bond that went beyond just physical attraction. As the night wore on, Lynn found herself opening up to Sophie. She told her about her yoga class and offered to bring her as a guest. Sophie agreed, her eyes lighting up with excitement. They exchanged numbers, and Lynn felt a thrill of excitement run through her. She had done it. She had taken the first step towards exploring her fantasy. That night, when Lynn saw Lyndon at home, she told him about her encounter with Sophie. She told him that they had both studied in the same department and that she was going to bring Sophie to her yoga class. Lyndon tried to hide his interest in Sophie, but Lynn could see it in his eyes. He was intrigued, joking, "It seems you have got yourself a date." As they lay in bed that night, Lynn couldn't help but think about the future. She knew she was taking a risk, but she couldn't help herself. A few days later, Lynn received a message from Sophie. She was asking for the address of the yoga class. Lynn replied with the details, her heart pounding in her chest. She was nervous, but also excited. She wondered if Sophie was feeling the same way. That day, Lynn arrived at the yoga class early. She wanted to make sure everything was set up perfectly for Sophie's arrival. When Sophie arrived, Lynn's heart skipped a beat. She was wearing tight yoga clothing that showed off her petite, lustful figure. Lynn tried hard not to stare, but she couldn't help stealing glances at Sophie's sweaty body as they moved through the different yoga positions. She imagined Lyndon's giant black cock inside Sophie's tight pussy, and she felt a familiar warmth spreading through her body. During the class, Sophie caught Lynn's glance twice. She smiled at Lynn, a knowing look in her eyes. Lynn felt a rush of embarrassment, but also a thrill of excitement. She was glad Sophie couldn't read her mind. After the class, Sophie came to thank Lynn. She was soaking in sweat, and when she came near Lynn, she smelled that clean, intoxicating, flowery smell. It was much more arousing this time, mixed with Sophie's natural young body fragrance. Lynn had a hard time concentrating, but she knew she had to make her move. "Sophie, I was wondering if you'd like to come to our house this weekend. We're having a little celebration for Lyndon before he goes away for 2 weeks," Lynn said, trying to sound casual. Sophie looked surprised, but then she smiled. "Sure, I'd love to," she said. Lynn felt a thrill of excitement run through her. She had done it. She had taken the next step towards exploring her fantasy. That night, Lynn told Lyndon about her invitation to Sophie. He tried to hide his interest, but Lynn could see it in his eyes. He was surely amused, and Lynn couldn't help but feel a sense of satisfaction. She was one step closer to making her fantasy a reality. The next few days were a blur of anticipation and nerves. Lynn found herself thinking about Sophie all the time. She wondered if Sophie was attracted to Lyndon too, and if this was all a big mistake. Lynn couldn't believe how smoothly things had gone so far. But now came the hard part. How to bring up the subject with Lyndon? That night, after dinner, Lynn suggested they open a bottle of wine they had purchased while visiting Italy. The wine was a deep, rich red with hints of dark fruit and spices. It was their favorite, and they had been saving it for a special occasion. Lynn thought that tonight was as special as it could get. As they sat on the couch, sipping their wine, Lynn waited until they both had had several drinks and felt sufficiently buzzed. The alcohol had loosened them up, making them more relaxed and open. She put her glass down on the coffee table and turned to face Lyndon. He looked at her with a questioning expression, and she could see the curiosity in his eyes. Lynn took a deep breath and looked straight into her husband's eyes. She put her tiny hand inside his pants, feeling his semi-hard penis. He gasped slightly, but she didn't stop. She held his gaze and said, matter-of-factly, "I know you like her, babe, and that's okay." Lyndon looked surprised, and Lynn could see the shock in his eyes, but she didn't give him a chance to respond. She went down on him, taking the head and half of his shaft in her mouth. He was hard in no time, and she could taste the saltiness of his pre-cum on her tongue. She looked up at him, taking his cock out of her mouth just long enough to say, "I saw you two flirting that night." She went back to giving him a blowjob, feeling the blood rush to her face. She couldn't believe she had just said that, but the look on Lyndon's face told her that he was enjoying it. Lyndon wanted to say something in protest, but Lynn didn't let him. She continued to suck his cock, feeling it grow harder in her mouth. She thought about Sophie and how she had imagined her in this very scenario. The thought made her wet, and she could feel her own arousal building. She took his cock out of her mouth again and looked up at him. "Do you wish this was her mouth?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Lyndon hesitated, unsure of what to say. He didn't want to hurt Lynn's feelings, but he also couldn't deny the truth. Lynn could see the indecision in his eyes, and she felt a pang of jealousy. But she pushed it aside, reminding herself that this was what she wanted. "Don't worry, babe, I'm not trapping you," she said, her voice more confident now. "Do you wish this was her mouth?" She deep-throated his giant BBC in one shot, feeling it hit the back of her throat. Lyndon grunted, unable to hold back any longer. "Yes, yes, I wish this was her mouth," he said, his voice filled with desire. Lynn felt a thrill of excitement run through her. She had done it. She had brought up the subject with Lyndon, and he had admitted his desire for Sophie. She pushed her index finger deep inside Lyndon's ass, finding his prostate and massaging it. He moaned loudly, his body convulsing as he exploded in her mouth. Lynn swallowed his cum. Lynn sat back on her heels, looking up at Lyndon with a satisfied smile. She wiped her mouth with the back of her hand, savoring the taste of him on her lips. "You liked that, didn't you?" she asked, her voice low and seductive. Lyndon nodded, his breathing still heavy. "Yeah, I did," he admitted, his eyes never leaving hers. Lynn crawled up next to him, resting her head on his chest. "I want you to know something, baby," she said, her voice soft. "I'm serious about Sophie. I want you to be with her. I want to watch." Lyndon tensed up at her words, his body going rigid beneath her. "Are you sure, baby?" he asked, his voice hesitant. "I don't want to do anything that would make you uncomfortable." Lynn looked up at him, her eyes meeting his. "I'm sure," she said, her voice firm. "I've never been more sure of anything in my life. I want to see you with her. I want to watch you fuck her." Lynn blurted, not believing the words coming out of her mouth, as if someone else was talking for her. Lyndon let out a deep breath, his body relaxing beneath her. "Okay," he said, his voice soft. "If that's what you want, then that's what we'll do." Lynn felt a thrill of excitement run through her at his words. She had done it. She had convinced Lyndon to go along with her fantasy. She couldn't wait to see where this would lead them. The rest of the week seemed to drag on forever for Lynn. She couldn't stop thinking about Sophie and what was going to happen on Saturday night. She found herself constantly daydreaming about it, imagining all the different scenarios that could play out. Finally, Saturday night arrived. Lynn and Lyndon had spent the day cleaning the house and setting up the tables for their little party. As they waited for Sophie to arrive, Lyndon turned to Lynn. "Are you sure about this, babe?" he asked, his voice filled with concern. Lynn smiled at him, taking his hand in hers. "Yes, baby, I'm sure," she said, her voice soft. "You can do whatever you want with her. I repeat, this is not a trap. Just don't make her pregnant." Lyndon let out a deep breath, his body relaxing at her words. "Okay," he said, his voice soft. "I trust you." Just then, the doorbell rang. Lynn felt a flutter of excitement in her stomach as she went to answer it. She opened the door to find Sophie standing there, wearing a blue dress and shorts that perfectly matched her eyes. "Hey, Lynn," she said, her voice cheerful. "Thanks for inviting me over." Lynn smiled at her, feeling a sudden rush of attraction. "Of course, Sophie," she said, her voice warm. "Come on in." They sat on the sofa, with Sophie sitting on the opposite side of the couple. Lynn couldn't help but notice Sophie's smooth, naked legs and the way she seemed to open them often as if inviting them in. Or was it just her wishful imagination? They had a nice dinner together, and Sophie and Lynn talked for a long time about physics, things to do in Los Angeles, and yoga. Lynn found Sophie's conversations intellectually stimulating, adding to her physical attraction to her. She had always considered herself straight and wasn't ready to let Lyndon think otherwise. Lynn realized that Lyndon and Sophie hadn't had a chance to talk as much as she tried to bring up subjects that could be of mutual interest. Soon, Sophie and Lyndon warmed up to each other and engaged in a lengthy conversation. Lynn noticed the persistent smile on both of their faces. After dinner, she suggested they move to the sofa and enjoy a giant, Costco-sized bottle of sangria together. All three seemed to be in drinking mode, since the Costco-sized bottle was empty in no time. They were all buzzed, and Lynn excused herself to go to the bathroom to give her husband and Sophie some time together. Lynn couldn't help but wonder what was happening between Lyndon and Sophie as she sat on the toilet. She felt a pang of jealousy, but excitement quickly replaced it. She wanted this to happen. She had fantasized about it for weeks. Lynn slowly opened the bathroom door and looked out. She could see Lyndon and Sophie still sitting on the sofa, deep in conversation. Sophie had moved closer to Lyndon, practically sitting where Lynn had been sitting. She decided to delay her return and continue to watch them. Sophie placed her hand on Lyndon's bicep, but this time it wasn't just a tap. She was feeling his bicep up and moving her hand up and down. Then Sophie moved her hand up Lyndon's bicep and into his sleeve. Lynn felt a jolt between her legs. She needed to go closer and see this better. Lynn walked quietly to them and sat slowly behind Sophie. This startled Sophie, and she attempted to take her hand out of Lyndon's sleeve quickly. But Lynn placed her hand over Sophie's, telling her, "It's okay, I like it." Sophie seemed confused for a few seconds, then smiled and placed her hand even deeper into Lyndon's shirt. Lyndon put his hand near Sophie's neck and moved some of her hair around it, gently touching her neck in the process. She reacted positively to his touch, so he leaned forward and gently kissed Sophie's lips. Meanwhile, Lynn found Lyndon's hand behind the sofa and held it tightly into hers, reassuring him and feeling a strong connection with him during this adventure. Lynn watched as Sophie deepened her kiss with Lyndon, her heart pounding. She had orchestrated this moment, but now that it was happening, she felt mixed emotions. She was excited to see her fantasy play out before her, but also nervous about what this would mean for her marriage. She glanced down at her hand, still holding Lyndon's tightly. Sophie let out a soft moan as Lyndon cupped her breast in his hand, his thumb brushing over her nipple. Lynn watched as Sophie's white skin flushed pink, her eyes fluttering closed. She wanted to reach out and touch Sophie too, to feel her soft skin and taste her lips, but she wasn't ready to reveal her desires to Lyndon yet. Instead, she reached out and gently took Sophie's hand, caressing her fingers. Sophie leaned back into Lynn's arms, her body melting into her touch. Lynn could feel the heat radiating off of her, could smell the sweet scent of her arousal. She looked down at Sophie's lips, so close to hers, and felt a strong urge to kiss her. But she held back, not wanting to ruin the moment. Lyndon moved his hand lower, slipping it beneath the waistband of Sophie's shorts. She gasped as he touched her, her hips bucking forward. Lynn watched as Sophie's face contorted with pleasure, her mouth opening in a silent scream. She wanted to touch herself, to feel her pleasure building, but she needed both hands to hold Sophie steady. Sophie's moans grew louder as Lyndon continued to touch her, his fingers moving in and out of her wet pussy. Lyndon then took down Sophie's wet panties and made eye contact with Lynn. Lynn could not believe what was happening but gave a nod to Lyndon. Having gotten permission, he sat on the floor and started eating Sophie's pussy out vigorously. After 1 or 2 minutes, Lynn watched as Sophie's body tensed, her legs shaking uncontrollably. She knew that Sophie was close to orgasm, and she felt a thrill at the thought of watching her come undone. Sophie looked up at Lynn, her eyes half closed with pleasure. "Thank ye," she gasped, her voice barely audible. But before she could finish her sentence, her body convulsed, her pussy clenching around Lyndon's tongue, which had found its way inside her pussy as she came hard. She let out a loud moan, her body shuddering with pleasure. Lynn held Sophie tightly as she rode out her orgasm, feeling her body tremble in her arms. She looked over at Lyndon, whose mouth was still on Sophie's pussy, and was looking up at her orgasm with awe on his face. They had both just done something incredible that had changed their relationship forever. As Sophie's body stilled, Lynn and Lyndon waited for her eyes to open. But after 20 seconds, they realized that she was indeed asleep, her breathing deep and even. Lynn looked at Lyndon, who was staring at Sophie in disbelief, and said, "I think she is asleep. Can you believe it?" They had both been so caught up in the moment that they hadn't noticed how drunk Sophie was or how exhausted she must have been. Lynn gently extracted herself from Sophie's embrace, careful not to wake her. She looked over at Lyndon, who was still sitting on the floor, a look of disappointment on his face. "We should cover her with a blanket," Lynn said softly, her voice barely above a whisper. Lynn gently placed a soft blanket over Sophie's sleeping form, tucking it around her delicate shoulders. The scent of Sophie's arousal lingered in the air, a heady perfume that seemed to intoxicate them both. Lynn found herself unexpectedly drawn to it, her heart pounding as she looked at Lyndon, whose face was still glistening from Sophie's juices. Lynn started making out with Lyndon and licking his face to get more of Sophie's scent. Lyndon was hard, his cock straining against the confines of his pants, and Lynn knew that he needed release. She felt a surge of desire, a need to taste and feel him in her mouth. She reached out, her fingers tracing the outline of his erection through the fabric of his pants. "Let's go to the bedroom, baby," Lynn whispered, her voice husky with desire. She took Lyndon's hand, leading him away from the sleeping Sophie. As they walked, she couldn't help but glance back at the blonde woman, her body curled up on the sofa, a picture of innocence and temptation. Once in the bedroom, Lynn pushed Lyndon gently onto the bed. She could see the hunger in his eyes. the need that matched her own. She quickly undid his pants, freeing his hard cock. It sprang up, thick and heavy, and Lynn felt a thrill of anticipation. She lowered her head, her tongue darting out to taste the bead of pre-cum that had gathered at the tip. Lyndon groaned, his hands tangling in her hair as she took him into her mouth. She sucked him deep, her lips sliding over the velvety skin of his shaft. Lyndon's hips bucked, his hands guiding her head as he fucked her mouth. Lynn could feel his control slipping, his breath coming in short, sharp gasps. She knew he was close, and she wanted to taste him, to feel him come in her mouth. She sucked harder, her tongue swirling around the head of his cock. With a low groan, Lyndon came. His cum was massive, built up from what happened that night as it filled her mouth, hot and salty. Lynn swallowed it down, savoring his taste. She continued to suck him gently, her tongue cleaning him until he was soft and spent. They lay together on the bed, their bodies entwined. "I love you, baby," Lyndon murmured, his voice soft and sleepy. Lynn felt a warmth spread through her, a sense of love and belonging. "I love you too, baby," she replied, her voice barely above a whisper. She snuggled closer to him, her body fitting perfectly against his. As she drifted off to sleep, she couldn't help but wonder what the next day would bring, what new adventures awaited them. When they woke up the next morning, Sophie was gone. A note was left on the coffee table, the handwriting neat and feminine. It thanked them for the previous night and apologized for leaving so early, as she needed to be at work at 7 a.m. Lynn read it, a sense of disappointment settling in her stomach. She looked over at Lyndon, who was reading the note over her shoulder. "Do you think we'll see her again?" Lynn asked, her voice uncertain. She looked at Lyndon, searching his face for an answer. Lyndon shrugged, his eyes meeting hers. "I don't know, baby," he replied, his voice soft. "I hope we did not freak her out."